Coming up on today's Locked On Dodgers, I take a look at some bobbleheads I want to see for the upcoming 2022 season. So that's what's on tap, so make sure to keep it Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans, welcome to Locked On Dodgers. I'm Vince Samperio, Chavez Ravine Fiends, here rolling solo for today. Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential, I'll give him the night off, so I'll be taking on today's episode, and we're going to talk about bobbleheads. And I couldn't find anything, so I don't believe the Dodgers released their 2022 promotional schedule yet. They usually give around 10 bobbleheads a season. But I wanted to talk about some bobbleheads I wanted to see this upcoming season. And I might get to 10 total, but at least, you know, 7, 8, 9, somewhere in there, in that general range. But before we get into bobblehead talk, just want to thank you for listening to Locked On Dodgers. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day. We are free and available on all platforms and on YouTube. Check us out. Tell your friends. Join the party. So no news really coming from anywhere in Dodger land or in MLB land. So there's not much to talk about on that end, but there is always enough to talk about with the Dodgers. And I started thinking about, like I said, promotional schedules, National Bobblehead Day last week, and thinking about what bobbleheads the Dodgers could do next season. They usually have a mix of, you know, just simple player bobbleheads. They've done some moment bobbleheads in recent years. And then they usually have some historical significance bobbleheads. And let's just start off with the players that deserve some bobbleheads next year. And I think, you know, one of them has got to be Will Smith. He deserves a bobblehead for sure. He's had a lot of big moments in his career. If you want to stick to a moment from this past season, I think you got to do one when he hit the walk-off home run against the Giants. That was a big game. Obviously, the Dodgers didn't end up catching the Giants in the standings eventually, but that was a game where, you know, they were down and he hit the big three-run home run to put them back up and finish the game. If they want to put Jeff and I in the stands slightly down the third baseline where we were sitting, that'd be a great addition to the bobblehead. But I think Will Smith, needs that bobblehead. And that was one of the bigger moments of the 2021 season. So that would be a good one. The next one is an obvious one on my part, and that is that it's Chris Taylor. And Chris Taylor, obviously the biggest moment of the season. There's two ways they can go with Chris Taylor. The first one that maybe less likely because they didn't end up winning that series was his three home run game against the Braves in the NLCS. Because for obvious reasons, he had three home runs and the Dodgers won that game. They don't really do like the package bobbleheads anymore where they had like a smaller version or like, you know, it was more players, so it was a little bit smaller. You could have like one with three poses. Obviously, I don't think that's going to happen. But plot twist to this one. If they happen to bring back Albert Pujols, which I don't think is likely, but if they happen to bring back Albert Pujols, him hugging Chris Taylor, like a dual bobblehead of hugging at home plate, would be pretty cool. But I don't see that happening. And if Pujols isn't back, I don't think there's reason to have Pujols bobblehead or part of a bobblehead. But obviously the big moment and the one that they're planning on doing is celebrating Chris Taylor and the walk-off home run in the wild card game. And obviously that was a big moment. You can, you know, when he had his hand up running first, you can do maybe when he's coming towards home or whatever the case is. But I definitely think that's the moment that needs to be remembered from this 2021 season. And that's obviously the biggest moment out there that they had next to beating the Giants when they got to the NLDS. And then, you know, there were some moments in the NLCS, but like I said, ultimately they didn't win that series. So I don't know if they're going to have anything from that series, but I definitely think a bobblehead commemorating that walk-off is absolutely needed in 2022. And honestly, I think it's going to happen. So I don't see a reason why it wouldn't happen. So that's Dodgers promos. If you're listening, if you don't already have this in the works, it better be in the works. I'll do one more and then head into Built Bar talk. But one more, let's go with Julio. And this one is more of a, not a moment, not commemorating a moment, but commemorating something that is an accomplishment, and that's 20 wins. Obviously, no, he didn't. I don't remember seeing any photos of him with like a ball with a 20 or anything like that. So it's not like they can't recreate a photo of commemorating those 20 wins, but I do think there's a way to have a Julio bobblehead that, you know, celebrates that. A 20 win, you know, wins are still not the greatest indicator of starting pitcher success to a certain degree. But Julio did have their peripherals that, you know, would lend to somebody that could potentially win 20 games on a yearly basis with a decent team. You know, his numbers were good, his ERA was good, everything else. So it's a celebration of the entire season. But 20 wins is still an accomplishment as long as wins are a stat. And, you know, it's something nice for Julio and the Dodgers. And I think that should be something that the Dodgers celebrate next year. So Julio, 20 wins bobblehead, Chris Taylor celebrating the walk-off against the Cardinals bobblehead, and then Will Smith walk-off bobblehead against the Giants. Those are the three. There's going to be a few more, but let's talk about Built Bar first. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar. It's just as simple as that. As simple as that. Best tasting protein bar. All the bars are covered in chocolate, so they're all going to taste great. It's basically a candy bar that's good for you. They got low calories, low sugar, low carbs, high protein, high fiber. They got a bunch of different flavors. They're always adding new flavors. They're always adding new ideas. They got these Built Puffs, which are like marshmallow, which tastes even better. They have a bunch of stuff. Go to Built.com. Check it all out. They got it all there. They are, like I said, always changing flavors, always adding flavors. Take advantage when they have those special flavors that are limited time only, because they are truly limited time onlys. So right now, head to Built.com and get 15% off your order when you use the promo code LOCK15. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, let's get back into bobblehead talk. And the next set I'm going to talk about is a little bit more historical, not so much about the players on the current roster. And, you know, you're always looking for anniversary type bobbleheads. You know, 2022, you look at years that ended in 2 or even ended in 7 for like a 25, 35, 45 year anniversary. And the one that is the big one coming up is the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. And, you know, 1947, and fast forward 2022, 75 years, if I did my math correctly. And I would imagine this is something they're going to celebrate beyond, you know, Jackie Robinson Day and everything else. But I do think if it's not a commemorative bobblehead, I'm sure they'll have something that day, because they usually give away a Jackie Robinson jersey or something on that game if the Dodgers play at home. But a bobblehead would be, you know, cool. Putting that, breaking the color barrier. He also won Rookie of the Year that year, so it could also be a, you know, 75th anniversary of that. But I think it's something that's part of the Dodgers history. It's part of the reason why there are so many Dodger fans around the world, or around the country at least. And it's, you know, something that the Dodgers should always be celebrating and making sure that people know that, you know, that Jackie Robinson, first black player in Major League Baseball, started with the Dodgers. And 75 years is a long, long time. But it's, you know, definitely a key milestone year. And it's something that, like I said, should be celebrated. And I do think that a bobblehead would be necessary. I don't remember the last time they had a Jackie bobblehead, but this would be one to have for sure. The next one is also historical in sense of, you know, anniversary. And this one is one that I think should be a series for the next 5 years. And some of you might know what it is based on that, but it's the string of rookies of the year the Dodgers had, starting in 1992 with Eric Karros. So my plan would be to have one every year the next 5 years. Karros this year, Piazza the year after, Mondesi the year after, Nomo the year after, Hollingsworth the year after, and they maybe somehow connect, whether through the base or some, maybe, you know, it'd be cool if they had some kind of connection. That's obviously a lot of planning ahead of time for them. I'm not sure this is something that's in the cards. But, you know, five-star rookie of the year, that's pretty wild. Never happened before. I doubt we'll ever see that happen again. I guess it's possible, but I don't think that'll ever happen. At the very least, I do think Eric Karros, like a 30-year anniversary of his rookie of the year, I do think that's someone that warrants a while. But he's a lot of, you know, millennials, some might be, he might be the favorite player of a few millennials. He's definitely a popular player. You know, he still works in baseball. We see him around, and I'm sure he's had a bobblehead before, but I don't remember any recently, or at least when they, you know, start to make bobbleheads a little bit cooler. So I could definitely see a Eric Karros bobblehead, but it would be dope if, like, I think they're like Funko Pops or one of those things that have like the Avengers set and the bases all connect. And then when you put them all, you get them all and you put them all together, like the bases, the Avenger logo. I don't think they need all that for the Dodgers, but I do think, you know, having the next 5 years, whether it's a similar pose or whatever the case is, I guess they could technically remember when they had that bobblehead of the four, like the 30 home run club, the four guys that hit the 30 home runs in one season, and they had the little, like a mini bobblehead. They could do that where they just put all five now and just start. It's the 25th anniversary of when this five started. But I think it would be pretty cool to just have one a year, regular size, and somehow they're connected, however it is. So I think that's the bobblehead that they should do. And it would be pretty cool. Some other ones just based on in the anniversary realm. I'm not necessarily advocating like super hard for these, but it's something anniversary wise. You could do a Maury Wills bobblehead anniversary, 1962 MVP, 2002. What is that? 60 year anniversary. You can do a Drysdale, 60 years since he won Cy Young. That's another one that they can do that would, you know, be pretty cool. Yeah, but I don't think there's a Steve Sachs 1982 Rookie of the Year. I'm not necessarily sure people are clamoring for that. Although Steve Sachs is a fan favorite, especially among the older Dodger fan crowd. If they did want to get him a bobblehead, this would be the time, you know, a 40-year anniversary of when he won Rookie of the Year. And that would be one way to get Steve Sachs a bobblehead and keep the older fans happy. So anniversary-wise, that's what it would look like for some of these bobbleheads. Next year, there'll be some cool ones, but we'll talk about that next year. But 75th anniversary of the Dodgers, Jackie Robinson break the color barrier, and then some kind of series starting with the rookies of the year, the five straight rookies of the year. Those are the ones I really want to see. Like I said, Drysdale, Maury Wills, Steve Sachs. Probably it would go like Sachs, Drysdale, Wills. But, you know, if you want to celebrate the past, get bobbleheads of different players, that's one way to do it. And I think that would be a way to do it. So that's what we got on the historical side. We'll come back and talk about more of the current players or moments from the last season. But first, let's talk about BetOnline. BetOnline wants to wish you a happy new betting year. As football is in the playoffs, the NHL and the NBA season are heating up and getting into the playoffs. And everything you need for betting is at BetOnline. It's your number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. It's a new year. They got a new website. Check it on your laptop or mobile device. And remember, right now, with the 50, you can get a 50% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON when you head to BetOnline and get started and get signed up. So go to BetOnline, get signed up, use the promo code LOCKEDON, put a deposit. You'll get a 50% welcome bonus on top of that and start your betting. from football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2022 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Where the game starts, where the final segment starts, and we're talking bobbleheads and bobbleheads we want to see for the 2022 season. There's, you know, obviously there's a lot of guys that are deserving of bobbleheads. There's a lot of guys that have had bobbleheads. There's a lot of guys that maybe still deserve bobbleheads. I think the next one is a guy that's deserving. This is one, the Dodgers don't stray too much from the straight up bobblehead. They did have, the Quakes. There was a Ryan Wilson one. It had a real hair for the beard. I think the Quakes did a bobble beard for Brian Wilson back in the day. But either way, this one, the next one is Bruce Dark Gratterall. It would be cool if they had, like, the hand when he goes up after he comes off the mound and, like, that bobbled. That would be cool. Like I said, the Dodgers don't stray too much from the traditional bobble head. But I think Gratterall, even in that pose with the bobble head, would be cool. I think he's one who's, you know, now had 2 years. He had a weird year last year, but had a really strong end to the season, was really good in late in the season and in the playoffs, was obviously key and big in the playoffs in 2020 on the way to the World Series title. He's a guy that deserves to be commemorated and celebrated. And, you know, he's a fan favorite, at least on social media. Not sure how the general fans out there feel about him, but either way, deserving of a bobblehead for sure, especially since the Dodgers give out so many bobbleheads a year. Usually it's a 10 a year. You know, there's going to be guys that are deserving of bobbleheads that maybe aren't, you know, a reliever. If you think about a reliever, not a non-closer, getting a bobblehead, you're like, eh. But, you know, there's a guy, Bruce Gratterall, big personality, fan favorite, you know, has a signature pose or something that can be used. And, you know, guy that's deserving of bobblehead. He's going to be here for a while. Hopefully, you know, he could potentially be closer of the future, you know, depending what happens if they sign Kelly Jansen or with Blake Treinen or, you know, how they see him fit. But obviously a guy that's contributed to playoff success the last two seasons and deserves to be celebrated for that. So Bruce Dark Gratterall, get that man a bobblehead. The next one that I want to see, this one won't happen, but it would be pretty funny, is Gavin Lux and the moment when he crashed into the wall, and then the next day the Dodgers had the tape outline on the wall. If they could somehow put that into bobblehead, whether it's, I don't think him crashing into the wall, but maybe him like next to the wall and you can see that outline in the back. That won't happen. I feel like the Dodgers would be like, oh, we're poking fun at him. I don't think Gavin Lux would care. Obviously, he didn't care. It was all in good fun. You know, the Dodgers went to go pay their respects before the game, and you know, all the outfielders went out there and paid their respects to the Gavin Lux tape. But it'd be funny if they could, you know, commemorate that with a bobblehead. It was a moment of the 2021 season that was kind of fun. I don't think they would do it, but like I said, it would be funny, and that would be one I want to see. The next one is a given, because Mookie Betts deserves to have one every year until he's not a Dodger anymore. I do think, you know, they had the Mookie one last year and it was a little underwhelming because it was just a generic batting one, especially after all the moments he had in the playoff run with the big catches and the big home run, and I mean, even stolen bases. And for them to just have like a generic Mookie one last year was a little underwhelming. But you also got to think about that he's, you know, probably going to get a bobblehead every year he's here. And I think this, I don't know what pose I'd want. There wasn't like the standout moment was the catch in San Diego. They could have him in that, you know, after the diving catch he made and celebrating and throwing the hands up. That could be a moment. I do, you know, there's also just generic. You can have him jumping up against the wall. He makes catches like that, or, you know, on defense. Obviously, if that had a generic hitting one last year, it's probably going to be a defensive one this year. That would stand out as the moment of if they wanted to commemorate a moment for Mookie. But either way, Mookie Betts needs to have a bobblehead every single year. And that's just a given. If we do this type of podcast every year, Mookie Betts is going to be mentioned every single time. The next one I want to see, and which we're probably going to see, just because the fact of he's a big-time player and that he might not be a Dodger after next year, that's Trey Turner. Now, the Dodgers have like celebrated awards before with bobbleheads. Trey Turner won the batting title last year. It wasn't an award, but you know he won the batting title. I don't think they'd celebrate that just because he wasn't on the team the whole year. So for the majority of the year, he was winning that batting title with another team. But I do think, obviously, we're going to get a Trey Turner bobblehead. It'd be cool to see hit a running one or a sliding one. The slide at home plate, obviously, was the big moment, the big viral moment. You can't really recreate that in a bobblehead, but, you know, just a slide into home plate or on the way up on the slide, you know, whatever it is, that would be the way to do a Trey Turner bobblehead, and everyone would remember. And, you know, Trey Turner, like I said, who knows if he'll be a Dodger beyond 2022, but I think with the half a year he already had and a full year coming up, he's definitely a guy that deserves a bobblehead and can get into that realm. Looking back on it now, I wish they had done a Max Scherzer bobblehead late in the year last year, because now there's no reason to, and they're not going to, and we'll never have a Dodger promotional Max Scherzer bobblehead. I'm sure maybe Foco did one, but we'll never have a Max Scherzer one. And he had a couple big moments with the Dodgers. You know, obviously the ending to the Scherzer era wasn't as fun, but he did have the big first game with the Dodgers against the Astros, and then he had the final out of the NLDS against the Giants. Would have been cool to commemorate those, but too late. Trey Turner is going to get one anyways. Trey Turner sliding into home plate, even better, even more fun. Get that going. The next one I want to see is you can pick any player and say, oh, yeah, he's deserving of a bobblehead. This one is not so much for the player, but more I think this might be his last year as a Dodger, so let's send him out with a bobblehead. That's Austin Barnes. You know, we talked about Austin Barnes a few weeks ago on an episode of whether the Dodgers need to find somebody else. But last year of his contract, been here, been a Dodger for a while, you know, been a big part of the playoff runs, you know, been part of World Series, been part of a lot of celebrations. So we'll celebrate him. Austin Barnes, in some catcher's gear. We don't have too many bobbleheads in catcher's gear. So get some Austin Barnes in some catching gear. And it's more of a thank you for your time. We don't know if you're going to come back next year. So shout out and salute to you, Austin Barnes. You get a bobblehead. And you get a bobblehead in potentially your last year as a Dodger. So that's where I'm going to end it for today. There's, you know, obviously we could go through the 2021 season, find more moments. Obviously there's bigger names. You know, Justin Turner might be his last year as a Dodger. He also deserves one. It could also be, I don't know anyone else that's necessarily like that 10 year that it might be their last year, but there's obviously a lot of guys you can find bobbleheads for, but one did there. You know, maybe Jeff will have an idea or two in another episode, or we'll probably definitely talk about promotional items in general. There's, you know, not just bobbleheads, just promotional items in general that we want to see. So we'll get into that another day. This is going to end it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for making Lockdown Dodgers your first listen every day. We'll be back tomorrow. Jeff and I have a few ideas concerning the lockout, concerning players, talking about Mookie Betts, Bowling 300. There's an episode around that we're probably going to do in the next coming days. So stick around for all that the rest of this week. Make sure your second listen of the day is Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets is hosted by your boy Q with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. If you want to get a hold of us, find us. We are on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. If you want to get a hold of me or Jeff, you can find us on Twitter. Jeff is on Twitter at Snydog. I'm at Vince Samperio. DMs are open on all those accounts if you need to get a hold of us. You can also send us an email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com. You can also send us a text or leave us a voicemail at 323-863-5625. Find us on YouTube, Locked On Dodgers. We're there to check us out. Tell your friends, tell your family. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us when you get in your car. If you're at home, tell your smart device, play podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.